Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about where can I sell heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. If you have heavy equipment that you no longer use or feel that you want to replace it with a newer one, it is a better that you start looking at the avenues to sell heavy equipment or machinery so that you have enough cash to buy the new equipment. In our personal lives, when we are fond of a thing, we tend to buy things without caring much about the burden that it has had on our budget of the family. It is all paid through the cards, and we will get time to reimburse them. However, it still remains a burden that needs to be paid off. Nevertheless, in a business, you can't expect to take such risk because the proportion of risk is higher in the business, and any miscalculation step can prove to be a disaster. In construction business, when the business owner deals with heavy equipment, they got to sharpen enough to understand what they are doing to repent it is once that the damage has been done. They have to understand what they're doing, because if they buy the wrong machine, they wasted hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. So make sure you buy the right machine. Or, you know, if you're just going to sell a machine, if it's not being used, then let it go. But if you are going to use it down the road in a month, then keep it. The construction companies, therefore, believe in first selling the old heavy equipment if they are not using it or planning to buy a new one. Number one, sell it to a small contractor or construction companies. When it comes to selling heavy equipment, you have enough avenues to do this. The first thing is to sell to a small contractor or construction company. You may come across a lot of small-time contractors and construction companies that are always in the look for good deals where they can buy used heavy equipment at a comparatively lower price. The way you get hooked to these guys is through pursuing the message for that you are selling off your heavy equipment and channeling it through your peers. Or, you know, advertising. There's plenty of avenues. There's constant online portals that you can use, classified websites. You know, you can get it out there. The message thus passes it on, and it reaches many ears who will contact you to see if you give them a good deal on that equipment. Please ensure that before you put across the message of selling used heavy equipment, get it repaired and paint it. It should look good and worthy to buy. You know, when you do that, you know, fix it up, paint it, it's going to make the value a little bit better. So, you know, if you want to, put more money in it for, you know, maybe $2,000 to $3,000 to get it painted. Next, dealers who can deal with used heavy equipment or used machinery. You can get in touch with a workshop or a dealer who deals with buying and selling used heavy equipment, refurbish it, and then sell it off to their customers. Their modus operandi is to buy the machines at a lower rate, give it new life and face, and then sell it with good profit margins. So just in case if you do not find buyers using the first method, you can always make sure to... Just in case if you do not find buyers using the first method, you can also make use of this one. Get a hold of a workshop or a shop that repairs heavy equipment. Check how much they will pay for this machine. You never know. They might buy it for the rental fleet if they're in the rental business. They may quote a lesser price, but it depends on how you negotiate the price with them. These guys are smart, and they might quote you the price of junk. However, you got to maintain your price and not let it go as junk. Also, make sure the sense to check the price with some other dealers before you call it a deal. You know, price check. You know, there's plenty of portals, like I said, out there online that can give you good, accurate prices. You know, check out the auction value and then check out what they're selling at retail. You know, go a little bit higher than the auction value if you know you want to get rid of it. You know, so if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.